One Fund. On point for today, the expert to talk about it. This is the ETF of the week. Welcome to the ETF of the Week, where we examine trending, new, newsworthy, unique, and intriguing exchange-traded funds with the help of Todd Rosenbluth, the head of research at Vettafi. And at Vettafi.com, you will find all the tools and research that you need to be a better and smarter and savvier investor in ETFs. Todd Rosenbluth, great to chat with you again.
It's great to be with you again, Chuck.
Your ETF of the Week is...
the Spider S&P Insurance ETF, KIE.
KIE, the Spider S&P Insurance ETF. Insurance, interesting space at a time when rates are, you know, holding up and talked about in flux and more. So why insurance now?
Yeah, so the financial services sector has been in the spotlight. It's earnings season as we're recording this. That just kicked off. We've seen some volatility out of the banks. We think insurance is a more stable way of getting exposure to the financial sector. Strong, high-quality companies, consistent earnings, really strong balance sheets. We think this is a relatively safe way of getting financial exposure. And this State Street Global Advisors ETF is well diversified towards some of the leading companies.
So in this case, is this kind of a recommendation that also comes with a portfolio recommendation? In other words, you'd rather be in insurance than maybe broad financials and banks. So you're tilting in this direction and you're cutting back on the other. I mean, we're not, the ETF of the week is get rid of that other fund, but is there a little bit of that here?
So you have, most investors will have exposure to the financial sector through broadly diversified ETFs or even perhaps a sector ETF. They tend to not focus on these industry-oriented ETFs like insurance, like biotechnology, like semiconductors in a dedicated manner. But we think the insurance space, which is the fourth largest industry within that financial sector, has quite strong fundamentals and the valuation doesn't fully reflect that, based on the data that we've seen and we have access to at Vettafi. So we think you could complement your core S&P 500 strategy by favoring the insurance industry to tilt towards financials in a higher quality manner.
When you make a tilt like this, how much of a portfolio are you willing to let it be?
So you tend to have, financials is one of the larger sectors within the broader S&P 500, certainly not as large as the technology sector, but it's a double-digit weighting overall. This is to tilt. This is to add a couple of percentage points to favor one of the industries, a more defensive, a defensive yet cyclical industry. And I realize that those two things fight against each other. But financials tends to be cyclical in general, and insurance tends to be a more defensive way within that cyclical sector. So couple hundred basis points is probably where you'd want to go. This complements your SPY or other large cap core strategies.
Because you are making a tilt here, tilts tend to be somewhat temporary. Now, we've talked about the fact that you are not necessarily a trend follower. This fund is above its 200-day moving average. But what's it going to take if it's not a 200-day moving average play, but it is a lean into it? What will you be looking to say, okay, and when this happens, the tilt's off?
So we think the insurance industry can do relatively well within the financial sector, given the interest rate environment that we're in. Right now, the Fed is on pause, and it's not clear how long the Fed will continue to stay stable before they start cutting interest rates. There are other areas within the financial sector that can do better. If rates are cut more meaningfully, they can have greater opportunities, and certainly other areas within the broader economy and broader S&P 500. So this is probably for the next few months. It's a good place to be in insurance, given the economic environment, given what's happening from a monetary policy perspective, and that it's probably worth a couple of months, 3 months later to revisit this. Does this still make sense for having an overweight within your portfolio?
This is not the only insurance ETF. Now, that said, long track record, really good in the space, all of the metrics that most people would look at, this is going to pass. But we don't talk, one of the things that we don't spend a lot of time talking about at times, but I kind of want to talk about here, is that when you're talking about the SPDR S&P anything, but in this case, KIE, the insurance ETF, you're kind of talking about a bit of a commodity ETF, not commodities in the terms of commodities, like, are you buying real assets, but commodity in the fact of, if I said to somebody, hey, you need to get an ETF in financial services, they'd go, okay, so get the SPDR financial services, you know, get the SPDR insurance, et cetera. In what cases do you look and go, yes, I kind of want the default big brand name choice versus the XYZ boutique fund take on the insurance industry?
So yes, State Street Global Advisors is one of the top ETF providers. They have the largest ETF in the case of SPY. What appeals to me about this ETF is its construction. So the SPDR S&P ... ETF is going to be equally weighted. So you're spreading that risk around. You're not concentrating on a handful of mega cap companies, which might have fundamental challenges. If your call is on the industry doing well, an equally weighted approach can make a lot of sense. You get small, mid, and large companies within the overall portfolio. For example, if you own the financial select sector SPDR ETF, XLF, you have a double-digit weighting within insurance, but almost all of that comes from Berkshire Hathaway. That's not necessarily what people think of as insurance companies. They don't, you're not getting the benefits of diversification. With KIE, the SPDR S&P insurance ETF, you are getting the benefits of stock-specific diversification. And I think that's quite appealing when you're overweighting towards one industry group.
It is. And then the other thing that's appealing, the timing and the industry. It is why the KIE, the SPDR S&P Insurance ETF, is the ETF of the week from Todd Rosenbluth at Vettify. Todd, great stuff. We'll talk again next week.
I'll see you next week, Chuck.
The ETF of the week is a joint production of Vettify and Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. And yes, I am Chuck Jaffe, and you can learn all about my hour-long weekday financial news podcast by going to moneylifeshow.com or by searching wherever you find great podcasts. And if you're looking for great information that's going to make you a better investor in exchange-traded funds, make sure you go to vettify.com. They've got all the tools you're going to need there that will help you up your game. They're on Twitter or X at @Vetta_Fi, and Todd Rosenbluth, their head of research, my guest, he's on Twitter, too. He's at Todd Rosenbluth. The ETF of the Week is here for you every Thursday. Make sure you don't miss one by subscribing and following along. And until next week, happy investing.